Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2508, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you do send in a question and you're in the U.S., we'll mail you a copy of our hardcover workbook. If you're outside of the U.S., we'll email you a PDF version. Now, what's the easiest way to send in a question? Just email it to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, and with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Ken from the Philippines writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil. I have a question about probiotics. I know that you've answered so many questions about this topic, but I'm particularly curious about Yakult. Are all the health benefits that they claim in their ads true? If yes, when is the best time to consume this drink, and what's the recommended daily quantity for adults? Thank you for taking the time to answer my question. I listen to all of the podcasts from the Optimal Living Daily family when I drive to work or when I go out for a jog, and I find so much value in all of your content." Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Ken from the Philippines. And thank you so much for your kind words. I'm so glad you enjoy listening to all of the shows in our network and find them so helpful. Regarding your question about the benefits of the probiotic drink Yakult, I did a deep dive and searched for studies that tried to answer this very question, and sadly came up empty. Well, mostly empty. A lot of the studies I found were looking at how drinking Yakult may help prevent dental cavities of all things. I'm guessing that's not what you meant when you were asking about potential health benefits. Instead, you probably were asking about any potential health benefits to maybe the intestines, the microbiome found within the intestines, and how this may all contribute to our overall health. So let's start with the intestines and the microbiome. Within our intestines, we have good and not so good bacteria. The good bacteria help us digest food and keep our immune systems healthy, among other things. And so this is what we want to focus on here. Now, how many of these good bacteria do we actually have in our intestines at any given time? Well, a lot. It's estimated that each person has anywhere from 10 to 100 trillion of these good bacteria in our intestines. And the number and types of these good bacteria are different for each person too. That's because there are lots of different strains or species of these good bacteria within each body, but in different quantities. It's believed there are at least 400 different species of these good bacteria within each person. This combination of species of good bacteria is often simply referred to as our gut microbiome. And again, it's these different quantities and species of bacteria that make everyone's microbiome unique to them. If that's the microbiome, then what are probiotics? Probiotics are live, good bacteria that support the health of our microbiome. This means they help increase the diversity and total number of good bacteria in the intestines. And yes, foods like yogurt, kefir, and Yakult contain lots of probiotics. So these types of supplements basically provide extra good bacteria to the body. The trouble is, we don't really know how helpful these foods or supplements are when it comes to actually increasing the number of good bacteria in the gut. This is because these foods have to first pass through the stomach before they get to the intestine, and the stomach is a pretty harsh environment for most things. So it's possible that many of those good bacteria that we consume in yogurt, kefir, Yakult, or some other probiotic supplement are destroyed before they get to the intestines where they can thrive. So as always, I have to rely on actual studies to find out whether probiotics survive the trip to the intestines. Based on the data I have seen, some probiotics do survive that trip and actually help reduce the symptoms of certain conditions. For example, there are some that may help reduce the symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS, and the symptoms of IBS would be things like diarrhea and cramping. Now, these results don't necessarily include Yakult, only because there aren't enough studies performed with Yakult specifically looking at these specific conditions. But some studies have found that probiotics like Visbiome brand high potency probiotic can help with certain forms of IBS. But when it comes to something else, like preventing or treating a cold or the flu, supplementing with probiotics doesn't seem to help. But let's say you and your doctor decide supplementing with a probiotic is right for you. Then the next step is to make sure that the one you buy is a good one. As I mentioned many times before, the supplement industry is kind of like the Wild West right now. Supplement manufacturers are creating products that aren't being tested by independent third parties. So they're putting fillers in their products and marketing them as supplements. It's very possible that you could go out and purchase what you think is a probiotic supplement, but if we were to actually analyze the product to see what it's truly made of, we find maybe it contains no bacteria at all. Or if the product does contain good bacteria, there aren't enough of them to make a difference. Most of the studies suggest that getting doses of 1 billion live probiotic cultures may be what's required to see any beneficial effects. Also, some supplements require refrigeration, whereas others may be stable at room temperature. It really depends on the brand and the probiotic strains. So when it comes to how many probiotic supplements should you take each day or how much Yakult to drink, it's really about reading the packaging to find out how best to consume it and store it. Now, who might want to stay away from probiotic supplements? According to the National Institutes of Health, most healthy adults can consume probiotic supplements, but this is assuming, again, that the product is made of quality ingredients, is free of impurities, and stored properly. The most commonly reported side effect when supplementing with probiotics is gas, but for some, serious side effects have been reported. Those that are seriously ill, like those suffering from cancer or are receiving chemotherapy or radiation, or those with weakened immune systems, anyone who's recently undergone surgery, and infants, these are all folks that may want to avoid supplementing with probiotics. And since many of the food sources of probiotics are found in milk-based products, and this goes for supplements too, if you have a milk allergy or are lactose intolerant, be careful. And as always, again, if you decide to begin supplementing with anything really, not just probiotics, speak to your primary healthcare provider first. Thank you again so much for taking the time to send in your question, Ken, and for listening to all of the shows in our network. Now, if you want to send in a question to be answered right here on the show and get a copy of our workbook, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to hear your voice on the podcast, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes if you don't like your first take before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much for doing that. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. All right. That's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you again so much for listening every day and all the way through. And I hope you have a great start to your weekend. And I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.